哈利路亚，感谢慈爱的天父看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, thank our gracious Heavenly Father for giving us peace.
感谢主耶稣的安排，这次又有机会到我们洛杉矶来，今天早上到我们园林教会跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
So thank the Lord's arrangement that I can be in Los Angeles and in Garden Grove this morning to have service with you.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord be with us and bless us.
早上我要跟大家分享新造的人。
This morning I would like to share with you a new creation.
神起初创造天地万物。
God created the heavens and the earth at the beginning.
借着他的话造成的。
It is through his words.
神从无造出万有。
From nothing, God created everything.
神借着他的全能，用他的话，就造出了这个诸世界。
It is through his power and his word that God created everything we see.
所以我们看到这个天地万物这个神所创造的是非常伟大。
So we can see that everything created by God is indeed great.
长久以来人都称颂神这种创造的伟大。
For a long time, people would praise God for his greatness.
但是呢，有一项更伟大的。
But there is something even greater.
就是神在这个末后的日子造新人。
Which is that in the last days, God would create new creation.
神造天地万物其实很简单。
Actually, it was easy for God to create everything.
在神来讲这个是最简单的事情。
In God, this is the easiest.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Because if he says yes, then it will be yes. And if he says it exists, it exists.
这可以说是最简单的事情。
This is the easiest.
但是神要造新人就没有那么容易。
But for God to create a new creation, it is not as easy.
就没有那么简单。
It is not as simple.
要用他所有的聪明智慧去设计，而且呢，来完成它。
He has to use all of his wisdom to plan and then also to complete it.
神要付出他所有的一切。
And God has to give up everything that he has.
甚至于说他的生命。
Even if it's in his own life.
才能造一个新人。
In order to create a new creation.
这个跟创造天地万物怎么比较？
How can you compare this to the creation of the world?
所以我们很多人都在称颂神的伟大。
A lot of people praise God for his greatness.
讲来讲去就是天地万物。
And we keep circulating around the topics of the world, of the creation.
这个旧约时代的人在称颂的。
This is something that the people of the Old Testament would praise.
他们所看的就是这些。
Because that's what they saw.
因为那个时候神还没有造新人。
At that time, God had not created a new creation.
那个时候新人还没有出现。
At that time, new creation had not come about.
他们根本不认识。
They did not know.
也不了解。
They did not understand.
真正神的伟大在哪里？
Where the true greatness of God is.
如果今天我们也是这样。
If we are the same today.
那就很可怜。
Then it's very pathetic.
今天我们称颂神的伟大。
Today we praise God's greatness.
是看到什么？
What is it? Because we saw.
看到神所造的新人。
It is because we saw the creation made by God.
保罗以前也是一样的，只有看到神创造天地万物的伟大。
Paul used to only see the creation of the universe.
后来他认识了耶稣基督。
But later on, he came to know the Lord Jesus.
他才知道这个才是更伟大。
Then he realized this is even greater.
所以今天呢，我们要认识神所造的这个新人。
So today we must come to know the new creation that God made.
旧约时代的人不真正的认识神。
The people in the Old Testament did not really know God.
从神所创造的天地万物这个外表上皮毛的认识神。
from the superficiality of the creation of God, they came to know God.
所以他们对神的这些他的律法他的诫命一直都没有办法遵守。
They had difficulty obeying the commandment and the laws of God.
所以神才应许他们。
That's why God promised them.
一定要改变人。
That man needs to change.
所以在以西结书三十六章里所说。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, it says,
到时候啊，我会给你们换一个新的心。
That the time shall come for you to have a new heart.
我将新的灵放在你们里面。
And that a new spirit shall be put into you.
这个就是一个新造的人。
This is a new creation.
跟以前的那个人是不一样的。
It is different from the men of the past.
那这个人呢，就可以完全的来遵守神的诫命吩咐。
And this man can fully obey the words and the commandments of God.
因为这个人呢，有神的形象。
Because this man has the image of God.
跟神一样。
He is the same as God.
所以神的一切他都有办法。
That's why he could do everything God asked of him.
那么开始神所造的亚当。
At the beginning, God created Adam.
那个是用尘土造的。
It is made of dust.
虽然神吹了一口气给他。
Even though God breathed into him.
但是这一口气啊，受到这个尘土造的肉体的限制。
But this breath is bounded or limited by the physical body.
根本发挥不了什么功用。
It could not really fully exhibit itself.
经不起撒旦的考验。
It could not stand the test of Satan.
所以在亚当这个人呢，失败。
That's why Adam fell.
没有神的荣耀。
And he did not have the glory of God.
显不出神的伟大。
He could not exhibit the greatness of God.
所以神应许在末后的时候要造新人。
That's why God promised that in the end time, he will bring a new creation.
为了要造一个新人。
In order to create this new creation.
神从起初就计划。
God already planned from the very beginning.
圣经上说太初有道。
The Bible said, in the beginning, there's word.
道与神同在。
And the word was with God.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
借着道创造所有的一切。
It is through word that he created everything.
这个道是谁？
Who is this word?
这个道就是神要造新人的计划。
This word is the plan of God to create a new creation.
到了时候啊，这个道就成为肉身，降生到世上来。
When the time came, this word became flesh and came into this world.
那就是一个新造的人。
That is a new creation.
不是用尘土造的。
It is not made of dust.
是道成了肉身的。
It is a word becoming flesh.
要借着这个人。
And it is through this man.
全新的人。
This completely new man.
属神的人。
This man who belongs to God.
属天的人。
And this man who belongs to heaven.
跟地上没有关系的。
Someone who is not related to this world.
那这个人呢，他要来造一个新人。
And this man is created a new creation.
所以神的计划经过多长的时间。
So the plan of God really lasted for a long time.
经过几千年这样的预备。
It is through thousands of years of preparation.
才让道成了肉身的耶稣基督降生。
That it finally came in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个跟创造天地万物的比较。
And when we compare this to the creation of the world,
差别很大。
There is a great difference.
所以保罗说，
So Paul said,
这件事情是神用他诸般的智慧聪明。
This is something that God used all of his wisdom.
要来显明给世人以及所有的这些天使看
to express to men and the heavenly hosts
来真正了解神的伟大
so that they truly understand the greatness of God
这件奥秘啊还没有完全成就
and before the mystery was completely fulfilled
所有的天使都还在观察
the heavenly hosts were still observing
这件伟大的工程要怎么完成
how would this great work be fulfilled
今天我们都在继续这个工程。
Today we are continuing this work.
不是像创造天地万物，说有就有，命立就立那么简单。
It is not like when the world was first created, when God said so, it was formed.
今天我们都要继续在完成这个 造新人的工作。
Today we are continuing the work of creating new creation.
我们先看一节圣经。
Let's refer to a Bible verse.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
保罗在这里提到说，若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人。
Paul said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
这个意思就是说，这个新造的人是在基督里面造的。
What that means is this new creation was created in Christ.
亚当是尘土造的。
Adam was made of dust.
新造的人是在基督里面造的。
But the new creation is made in Christ.
那这个新造的人呢，说旧的事情都过去了。
For this new creation, the things of the old had passed.
都变成新的了。
Everything had become new.
可见这个是全新的人。
So we can see that he's a truly, completely new person.
首先我们要认识这个人。
First, we must know this person.
保罗以前不认识这个人。
Paul didn't know this person before.
所以他说，十六节这样说。
That's what he said in verse 16.
说所以我们从今以后啊，不凭着外貌认人了。
That from now on we regard no one according to the flesh.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督啊。
Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh,
如今呢，却不再这样认他了。
Yet now we know him thus no longer.
保罗以前就不认识这个新造的人。
Paul did not know this new creation before.
因为他看到的都是亚当。
Because he only saw Adam.
文士法利赛人也是一直都看到亚当。
The scribes and Pharisees only saw Adam.
看不到基督。
They could not see Christ.
这个是全新的人。
Because Christ is a new creation.
那因为凭外貌来认人呢，就看不到这个新造的人。
Because we regarded ones with according to the flesh, so we could not recognize
him. 所以保罗对神的那种热心啊，变成逼迫基督的人。
So Paul's fervency turned into persecution of Christ.
当主耶稣说扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？When Jesus said to Paul, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他才醒悟过来。
He all of a sudden came out of it.
他问天上的这一位主说：“主啊，你是谁啊？”
He said to the Lord in heaven, "Who are you, Lord?"
我就是你所不认识的那一位拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
He said, "I am the one that you do not know, Jesus of Nazareth."
拿撒勒人耶稣怎么跟天上这个荣耀的主连在一起啊？
How can Jesus of Nazareth be connected to God?
怎么可能啊？
How is it possible?
但是现在保罗知道了。
But now Paul knows.
以前他这样认过基督。
Before he knew Christ in such a way.
拿撒勒人耶稣算什么？
Who is this Jesus of Nazareth?
所以他们瞧不起他。
So they look down on him.
甚至于认为他是罪人，把他钉死。
They even consider him a sinner and crucified him.
后来保罗说，这些信耶稣的也是该死的。
But later on, Paul even said, all those who follow Christ shall be killed.
所以他要抓那些已经逃到外面去的基督徒啊，抓回来下监牢。
So he even went to other cities to capture those who believe in Christ so that they would be imprisoned.
在那个时候啊，他是逼迫基督徒啊一个罪魁。
At that time, he was a sinner who persecuted the Christians.
没想到主耶稣爱他。
But unexpectedly, the Lord loved him.
所以才有大光啊，从天上照他。
That's why the Lord shone his great light from above.
他就趴在地上。
And he fell onto the ground.
因为这是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
神的荣耀向他显现的时候，他就受不了了，趴下去了。
When the glory of God exhibited, he could not stand it, but had to fall down.
他知道这个就是天上的神啊。
He knew this is the God of heaven.
但是没想到。
But he did not expect.
天上圣灵告诉他。
The voice from heaven said,
扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
这个时候啊，他说，主啊，你是谁啊?
At this time, he asked, Lord, who are you?
我怎么会逼迫你啊?
How could I have persecuted you?
我就是你所逼迫拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
I am the Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecuted.
这个时候他才醒过来。
This is when he woke up.
原来这位拿撒勒人耶稣
Actually, this Jesus of Nazareth
就是天上的神
is the God of heaven
就是这位荣耀的主啊
He is the glorious Lord
我竟然不认识他
He did not even know him
我一直逼迫他
And all this time he was persecuting him
我们今天要认识神认识基督
Today we must come to know God and to know Christ
你要从哪里去认识
And where do we know him?
天上你看不到
Because we cannot see.
你摸不着
We cannot touch.
你要认识这一位新造的人
We need to know this new creation.
你要认识在现在在基督里面的这一些人
We need to know those who are in Christ.
你才真的认识基督
Then we can truly come to know Christ.
不然的话就像以前的保罗一样
Otherwise, we're just like the Paul of the past.
现在我看到很多人
Now I see many people
也在逼迫基督
who are persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ,
逼迫基督里面的这些人
to persecute those who are in Christ.
他认为是为神热心
They think that they are being fervent for God.
像扫罗一样
Just like Saul.
很可惜啊
It's very sad and pathetic.
太可惜了
And it is too sad.
为什么今天信了耶稣还变成这样的人
Why can somebody who believe in Jesus be like this?
不认识这一位新造的人
It is becauseThey do not know the new creation.
所以保罗在这里说，从今以后啊，不再凭外貌认人了。
That's why Paul said that from now on we shall not regard men in the flesh.
这一点，这个应该是非常重要。
This is very important.
所以希望我们真的认识这一位新造的人。
Hopefully we all know this new creation.
那就在基督里面的人。
And those.Who are in the Christ.
保罗说我认识一个在基督里面的人。
Paul said, I know one who is in Christ.
那这个人是怎么样的人?
And what is this person?
这个人很奇妙。
This person is very miraculous. It's very wonderful.
我们看哥林多后书第十二章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章这里保罗在做见证
Paul testified here
就是他认识一个基督里面的人
That he knew one in Christ
看十二章第二节
Let's read chapter 12 verse 2
说我认得一个在基督里面的人他前十四年被提到第三层天上去或在身内或我不知道或在身外，我也不知道，只有神知道。
I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven.
那是我认得这个人，或在身内，或在身外，我都不知道。
He said, I know a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
说他被提到乐园里，听见奥秘的言语是人不可说的。
He was caught up to the third heaven, into the paradise, and heard inexpressible words.
为这个人我要夸口。
And of such a one I will boast.
但是为我自己呀，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。
Yet of myself I will not boast except in my infirmities.
这很清楚哈。
It's very clear.
保罗以前不认识这个人
Paul did not know this person before
他只认识啊，他看得见这个人
He only knew the person he could see
所以他很夸口他认为他是最伟大的
That's why he boasted that he was the greatest
他要逼迫那些在耶稣基督里面的人
He persecuted those who were in Christ
现在改变了
But now it is changed
当耶稣基督啊选召他之后
When the Lord Jesus Christ chose him,
他认识耶稣基督
he came to know
他悔改,
the Lord Jesus.
他受洗了
he repented and he was baptized.
他也成为基督里面的人了
he also became one in Christ.
这个时候他 真正认识这个人。
At this time, he truly knew this friend.
从他自己认识他自己这个人，在基督里面这个人。
From himself, he came to know this person in Christ.
所以今天保罗啊，他外表，他说外表，外体这个人呢、啊，外面这个人。
So today, Paul threw the person from the outside.
除了软弱以外，没有什么好夸口的。
Other than his infirmities, he did not have anything to boast of.
其实，全世界所有的人，在亚当里面的人都是一样的。
But actually, everyone in the world who is in Adam is the same.
在亚当里面的人没有一个可夸的。
Everyone in Adam has nothing to boast of.
像俗语的说啊，鼻孔朝下，没有一个好人。
There is a saying that all the nostrils that point downward are not good.
圣经也说说，世上没有义人，没有好行善的。
The Bible also says that there is not a single righteous man on earth.
在亚当里面的人都是罪人。
In Adam, everyone is a sinner.
都是该死的。
And everyone is deserving of death.
但是神现在怜悯世人。
But God has compassion for everyone. God loves everyone.
所以应许啊，要将他的独生子赐给他们。
So he promised his only son for them.
这个独生子就是新造的人。
And this only son is a new creation.
要赐给他们。
It is to be given to them.
相信的人就会领受这个人了。
Then those who believe can receive this person.
哇，这个人是有永生的。
And this person has eternal
life. 这个人是不至灭亡的。
And this person can lead you to eternal life.
在亚当里面的人都死了，要灭亡。
In Adam, everyone is deserving of death.
只有在基督里面这个新造的人呢，他是不至灭亡，反得永生的。
But only in Christ that we do not need to die, but to have eternal life.
这个人就是神的儿子。
And this man is the son of God.
这个是在基督里面新造的人。
And this is the new creation in Christ.
所以今天我们领受了这个神的爱。
So we have the love of God.
我们接受了耶稣基督。
We have received the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们受洗啊，归入基督里面。
It is through baptism that we have been baptized into Him.
那我们就得到重生。
So we have been regenerated.
重生就成为一个新造的人。
Once we are resurrected, we are a new creation.
所以保罗受洗之后
，So when Paul was baptized,
他就得到了这个新造的人。
He received this new creation.
这个人在他里面。
And this new creation was in him.
就是里面的人。
And this person is in the inner part.
是一个属灵的人。
It is a spiritual person.
不是属肉体的。
It is not of the flesh.
所以今天我们知道我们有这两个人。
So today we know that we have these two persons.
一个在我们里面的新造的人。
One is a new creation in us.
一般人是看不到的。
Most people cannot see.
也不认识他的。
And people do not know him.
因为一般人都是看外貌的。
Because people look at the outside.
喜欢不喜欢都是用外貌来断定的。
Whether we like it or not, people judge us from the outside.
这是一般世人。
This is the people of the world.
但是一个属灵的人。
But a spiritual person.
像保罗说，从今以后不再要以外貌认人了。
As Paul said, shall not regard anyone according to the flesh.
而用在基督里面这个新造的人来认识。
But rather through the new creation in Christ.
这个是完全改变的。
This is a complete change.
所以你看保罗啊，他认识的这个人。
You can see that the person that Paul knows.
先从他自己。
It is through himself.
他说我认得一个在基督里面的人。
Because he said, I know a man in Christ.
这个是14年前呢，被提到三层天去。
14 years ago, he was caught up to the third heaven.
这个旧人是不可能被提到三层天去的。
This old person cannot be lifted up to the third heaven.
但是这个新造的人可以被提到三层天去。
But this new creation can be.
但是这个很奥妙。
But this is very mysterious.
在保罗的感觉上说去了，真的是去了。
In Paul's feeling, it is as if he went and he did go.
那怎么去的？他不知道。
But as to how he went there, he did not know.
在身内去的还是身外去的？
It, whether in the body or out of the body.
身内就是在灵里头啊。
In the body refers to in the spirit.
身外就是这个身体啊，真的被提上去啊。
Out of the body meant the body was lifted.
但是呢，在当时他不晓得。
But he did not know at the time.
到底是怎么去的
how he really went.
说只有神知道。
He said only God knows.
这个就是属灵的奥秘。
This is a spiritual mystery.
因为灵里头啊，它是没有所谓空间时间的。
Because in the spirit, there is no time and space.
但我们用现在我们人的这有在时间空间里头去想，哦，有上面，有下面，有上去。
But we use the limitation of time and space to try to reason how it is.
但是灵里头啊，它是没有这些空间的。
However, in the spirit, there is not such limitation.
所以说呢，很难了解。
That's why it's very difficult to understand.
到底怎么去啊？
How he would go.
哦，他不晓得。
He really did not know.
他说，他认得这个人。
He said he knew a man.
那是怎么认得的？
But how did he know this man?
是在身内呢，还是在身外？
Whether in the body or out of the body.
哎，他也说不上来。
He could not really tell.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
所以这个新造的人真的很奇妙。
So this new creation is very wonderful.
这个就是属灵的人。
This is a spiritual being.
好像我们的说个灵魂呢。
Just like when we say
our spirit
is soul, we cannot really touch or see.
它是真的存在我们里面。
But they truly exist in us.
但是我们就是没有办法去，到底它是怎么回事？
It's just that we cannot really fathom what it is.
今天这个新造人，这个新的灵，那就更奇妙。
This new creation is even more wonderful.
但是它会让我们知道。
But he will let us know.
让我们认识这个新造的人。
He will let us understand this new creation.
这个是基督在基督里面新造的。
Because this is created in Christ.
它就变得很具体的。
Then he becomes very
显明出来的。
A very substantial.
这个新造的人。
And this new being.
就是要显明神的荣耀。
It is to exhibit the glory of God.
因为这个新造的人是按照神的形象造的。
This new creation is created according to the image of God.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书，我们先看第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter
2. 神造这个新造的人呢，是怎么造的？
How did God create this new creation?
看第二章。
Let's refer to chapter 2.
第二章十五节
，Chapter 2 verse 15。
第二章十五节
，Chapter 2 verse 15。
这里说，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.
那这样这个新人就跟神就和睦了，就可以见神了。
So this new man is now in one, and he can see God.
从亚当犯罪以后，人就不能见神了。
Ever since Adam sinned, man cannot see God.
长久以来都是一样。
That is the case for a very long time.
一直到主耶稣基督来。
Until the time that Jesus came.
他来成全这个十字架的救恩。
And he fulfilled the way of the cross.
在十字架上灭掉这个冤仇啊。
And on the cross, he abolished the enmity.
就是那些记在律法上的规条。
Which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
记在律法上的规条啊，就是定我们的罪的。
These law in the ordinances are to make us sinners.
所以在律法之下，我们大家都是罪人了。
That's why under the law we are all sinners.
圣经上说，死在过犯罪恶之中的人啊。
The Bible said those who die in sins.
今天怎么样让这个人变成一个新的
？How do we make this people a new creation?
完全没有罪的。
Without any sin,
完全圣洁的
，without that it's fully holy,
可以很坦然的见神的人
，people who can see God,
就是要造成这样一个新人。
This is the new man that has to be created.
所以借着耶稣基督这样的牺牲啊
，so through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus,
才造成这么一个新人。
Can a new man such as this be formed?
这个跟在造亚当里面有差别啊。
This is different from the creation of Adam.
所以今天呢，我们领受到这个恩典。
Today, we have come to receive this grace. 这个有
多宝贵啊。
This is very precious.
我们好像受洗没有什么。
It's as if there's nothing when we are baptized.
这个恩典太大。
But this grace is indeed very great.
我们不能忘记这件事情。
We cannot ever forget this.
彼得曾经这么说。
Peter once said,
如果忘记这件事情,
if one were to forget this,
我们就显不出这个新人的样式来。
Then we cannot show the new creation.
我们看一下彼得。
Let's refer to what Peter said.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter, Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章，我们先请看第三节。
Second Peter chapter one verse three。
第三节。
Verse three。
第三节说：“神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事情赐给我们，都因为啊，我们认识那一位用自己的荣耀和美德造我们的主。”
As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness.Through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue.
因为我们认识这一位用自己的荣耀和美德，就是耶稣基督啊，造我们的这一位主。
Because we come to know Him who called us by glory and virtue.
所以我们相信了耶稣基督，我们受洗。
When we believe in Christ, we are baptized.
神就借着他的神的全能，将一切关于生命和前进的事情赐给我们。
God, through His divine power, gave us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
这个就是新造的人。
This is the new creation.
所以这个新造的人呢，十四节说。
In verse 14, it says,
说因此呢，他已经将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
That as the Lord Jesus had shown us, that He has given us what is the most precious.
叫我们既然脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就与神的性情有份。
That we put away the corruption of the world, so that we have a part in the Lord.
所以在基督里面新造这个人呢，是有神的性情的。
So this new creation has the character of God.
有神的生命，有神的神能呢。
He has the life of God, and He has the power of God.
是一个非常荣耀的人。
He is one who is glorious.
那这个人呢，我们看那个第五节下面就讲。
Let's refer to verse 5.
就正因为这个缘故啊。
Because of this reason.
我们就要追求啊，做一个新人。
We need to pursue being this new creation.
从信心开始啊。
Starting with our faith.
追求德性。
We must have virtue.
再追求知识啊。
And then knowledge.
再追求节制啊。
Self-control,
再追求忍耐,
and then perseverance,
再加上这个前进,
and add to it godliness,
再加上这个爱心,
and add to that brotherly kindness.
爱是不止息的,
and this love is never ending.
那第八节告诉我们,
verse 8 tells us,
你们如果重重足足有这几样,
if these things are yours and abound,
就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上面呢，不至于闲懒不结果子。
You will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们真的认识了这一位耶稣基督，
if we truly know this Jesus Christ,
这一位耶稣基督在我们里面，
and that He is in us,
他是一个新造的人，
and He is a new creation.
保罗说，今天活着的不再是我。
Paul said that I am no longer the one who lived today.
因为我呢，只有软弱以外，没有什么好夸的。
Because other than my infirmities, I have nothing to boast of.
是基督在我里面活着。
It is Christ who lives in me.
新造的人。
I am the new creation.
这个人才有可夸的。
Then this is something we can boast about.
这个人有神的形象。
This person has the image of God.
所以保罗他认识这个人。
So Paul knows of this person.
那就是基督啊。
And it is Christ.
他在我里面活着。
That he lives in him.
他是一个新造的人。
And he is a new creation.
那这样的话就好了。
Then everything is great.
在我们在认识耶稣基督上面呢，就会结出这些果子，重重足足有果子。
And in knowing Christ, we would have a lot of these fruit.
神的性情就会充分显明出来。
The character of God will fill us.
哦，第九节告诉我们。
In verse 9 it tells us.
人若没有这几样。
For he who lacks these things.
就是瞎眼的。
Is short-sighted, even to blindness.
还是只有看到外表。
Because he can only see what is
outside. 忘记了说他以前的罪已经得到洁净了。
He has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins.
啊，你看我们的罪是怎么洁净的。
So how were our sins cleansed?
重生啊。
It is through resurrection.
如果忘记了这个事情,
if we forget about this,
那又变成旧人了,
and become the old person again,
旧的事情又回来了,
and the old things return,
我们又被辖制在这个肉体软弱里面,
we are bounded by the weakness of our body,
根本没有办法显出神的荣耀了,
and we cannot exhibit the glory of God.
我们要认识这个人才好,
we need to know this person.
保罗因为认识这个基督里面这个属灵的人
，because Paul knew this spiritual being in Christ，
这是一个新造的人。
He said this is a new creation。
旧的事情都过去了
，the things of the past have gone。
罪已经得到洁净
，sins have been cleansed。
现在是全新的人了。
Now it's about this new creation。
基督在他里面活着。
It is Christ who lives in him。
所以为这个人他有可夸的。
So for this person, he has something to boast of。
在人呢、啊，没有可夸的。
In men, there is nothing we can boast.
在里面那个基督有可夸的。
But the Christ that is in us, we can boast.
因为他会显明出神的形象来。
Because he would show the image of God.
有神的性情。
He would have the character of God.
如果我们忘记了这个事情
，If we forget about this,
今天我们在基督里是一个新造的人。
Then, even though we are in Christ.That we forget this new creation in Christ.
那就显不出来了。
Then we cannot show.
又落在外面这个人的控制之下。
That we are actually being bounded by our physical being.
所以在第十节这里啊，彼得勉励我们。
Verse 10, Peter encourages.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤啊。
Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent.
使你们所蒙的召和拣选呢，坚定不移。
To make your call and the election sure.
哦，你们若行这几样，就永不失脚了。
For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
今天我们一定要坚定我们的信心。
Today we must make our faith sure.
那个、起初啊，确实的信心。
The faith that we had from the very beginning.
就是我们受洗重生的信心。
It is the faith that we had in being regenerated in baptism.
因为我受洗了，我成为一个新造的人。
After we've been baptized, we are this new creation.
按照这个新造的人已经是脱离了旧的罪的一切的权势。
And with this new creation, we have been rid of the bondage of sin.
已经换新了。
We have already turned new.
神应许的说，给你们一个心换掉，变成一个新的心了。
God promised that he would change a heart so that we would have a new one.
又将新的灵放在我们里面。
And that we would put the new spirit into us.
你看，我们受洗，罪得到赦免。
So you can see that once we are being forgiven or remitted of our sins in baptism,
领受神所应许的圣灵。
That we have received the promised Holy Spirit of God.
这就是全新的人了。
This is a new creation.
这个人就是基督里面的人。
And this person is in Christ.
就是新造的人。
It is a new creation.
他应该是个新的表现。
He would have new.Expression.
应该有神的性情。
He would have the character of God.
基督的样式。
He would have the image of Christ.
这个才是正确的。
This is what is right.
我们要认识这个人。
We must come to know this person.
保罗说，我们这个外体都会是有坏的。
Paul said that our body will deteriorate.
里面那个人是一天比一天新的。
But the person in us is new, and it's new every day.
我们看这个哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter
4. 哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章我们请看这个十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心呢、啊、却一天新似一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
外面这个人呢、啊，是会坏，会坏掉。
The outward man will perish.
也就是肉体的。
That is something that belongs to the body.
那、哦、里面那个人呢、啊，是不会坏的。
But the inward man would not.
他是永生的。
He is of eternal life.
他是不会坏的。
He would not perish.
而且是一天比一天新的。
Instead, he is renewed day by day.、
嗯、今天我们要认识这个人。
Today, we must know this person.
那外皮这些我们就不会担心了。
Then we would not worry about what happened with our outward man.、哎、
不会像世上的人说，哇，这个身体越来越、啊、这个不行了、啊。
We would not be like the people of the world who think about how their body deteriorates.、
啊、到最后说，哇，可能 要死了。
And at the end, they would be worried about dying.、哎、
很担心了、啊。
And they become very anxious.
我们不担心这个事情。
We do not need to be anxious.
如果我们认识里面这个人
，because if we know this person inside,
虽然外面一件件朽坏
，even if our outward man is perishing,
里面那个人是一天比一天新啊。
The inward man is being renewed day by day.
哎，感谢神啊
！Thank God.
所以一不会上当的。
We would not lose heart.
我们就知道说，我们这个自战自清的苦楚啊。
Then we will know our light affliction.
为要、啊、要为我们成就啊极重无比的荣耀
is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这个新造的人就是要承受这个极重无比荣耀的人
This new creation is to accept this exceedingly and eternally、glorious thing.
所以今天呢、啊，我们不要看外貌
So today we should not pay attention to our outward.
要看在基督里面这个人
But rather the person in Christ.
我们现在啊，每一个人，大家都在基督里面。
Today we are all in Christ.
我们都是新造的人。
We are all new creation.
不要再看外貌了。
Do not look at our outward appearance.
看外貌，我们会跌倒的。
If we do, we will fall.
因为外貌，你看外貌，每个人都不一样啊。
Everyone is different outwardly.
每个人都有他的软弱。
Everyone has his or her weakness.
每个人都有那些我们不喜欢的事情。
Everyone has something that we do not like.
要真正说，哦，这个人样样都让我满意的，我看很少啊。
It's very rare to find a person that everyone likes.
人人都有软弱。
Because everyone has weaknesses.
那有软弱的话，就这个人我讨厌啊。
And if because of this weakness we dislike them,
这样我们就跌倒了。
Then we would fall.
好像保罗一样
，just like Paul，
看外貌就不喜欢耶稣了。
When he looked at the outward appearance, he did not like Jesus Christ.
现在他认识在基督里面这个人了。
But now he knew what is in Christ.
哦，他认识，他就不跌倒了。
Then he did not fall.
以前他逼迫教会。
Before that, he persecuted the church.
现在反过来，他爱教会。
But now he loved the church.
愿意为教会牺牲生命。
He was even willing to sacrifice his own life for the church.
他说：“谁跌倒，我不着急啊。”
He said, "Who falls, and I would not be worried."
哪一个软弱，我不软弱。
And who is weak, and I would not be weak as well.
众教会所有弟兄姐妹的事情呢，都压在我的身上。
And the matter of everyone in the church is really on my shoulder.
不管他是谁
，regardless of who it is，
哥林多教会有一些弟兄姐妹真的是犯罪啊，又是像世上的人一样。
There are some in the Corinthian church who sin just like the people of the world.
保罗还是看他们，你们是新造的人。
But Paul still deemed them as new creation.
所以他要怎么样来帮助这些软弱的弟兄姐妹
？And he thought about how he would help these weak brothers and sisters.
他说：“我像父亲一样。”
He said he's like the father.
父亲对儿女的爱。
It's the love of the father to his children.
儿女不管怎么样，我总是要帮助他。
Regardless of how the children are, the father wants to help.
所以他用爱心，基督的爱，帮助哥林多教会站起来。
So with the love of Christ, he helped those in the Corinthian church to stand back up.
改变。
And they were changed.
变成新造的人。
To become new creation.
这个就是保罗的爱。
This is the love of Paul.
所以他很重视基督的爱。
He really treasured the love of Christ.
因为这个新造的人呢、啊，就是显明神的爱。
Because this new creation is the expression of God's love.
保罗说：“这个爱、啊、在基督里面呢、啊，这个是 何等长阔高深。
And Paul said, this love in Christ is so tall, wide, and deep.
是过于人所能测度的。
It is beyond the measurement of men.
所以说，基督里面这个新造的人。
So this new creation in Christ.
他要彰显神的恩慈。
He is to exhibit the gracious love of God.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第四节
，verse 4，
以弗所书第二章第四节
，Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4。
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ。
第六节说，他又叫我们与基督啊。耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Verse 6 says, He raised it up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里面向我们所赐的恩慈啊，显明给后来的世代看。
That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Jesus.
这一位在基督里面新造的人。
This new creation in Christ.
就是神的荣耀。
Is
最大的荣耀
，the greatest glory of God，
用他丰富的怜悯和他爱我们的大爱
，with His mercy and His love，
让一个罪人呢复活重生，变成一个新人
，that even a sinner can be resurrected to be a new man，
跟基督一样
，just like Christ，
跟基督一同坐在天上。
And to be with together in Christ, sitting together.
所以保罗说：“哎，这个到底是怎么去的？”
And so Paul said, "How does this love?"
哎，这个人在地上也在天上。
How can one be on earth and in heaven?
我们这个肉体只有在地上，不能在天上。
Our fleshly body can only be in the world.
我们里面这个新造的人现在在地上，也在天上。
But the new creation in us is in this world and also in heaven.
那这个是到底是怎么回事？
And what is the situation here?
因为它是属灵的。
Because he is really spiritual.
灵是没有空间的。
And in the spirit, there is no notion of space.
那用我们现在这个属肉体来讲，就是有空间的。
Now, when we talk about our body, we are bounded by space.
有天上，有地上啊。
There is heaven and earth.
但是在灵里头是没有这样差别的。
But in the spirit, there is no such distinction.
所以他在地上也在天上啊。
So he is in heaven and on earth.
这个让我们了解。
This is to help us understand.
所以今天呢，我们和耶稣基督坐在天上，就是这个属灵的人。
So today we sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are the spiritual ones.
要将神的大爱。
And we are to exhibit the great love of God.
就是他在耶稣基督里面所的赐给我们的恩赐，我们已经领受的。
Which actually is also the exceeding riches of grace we have in Christ.
要显明给世人看。
These are all to be exhibited to the people of the world. 这个就是神的，
造新人的目的。
This is really the goal or objective of God creating new creation.
都是出于神的啊。
All of this are of God.
不在乎人。
They are not really about what man wants.
这是神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
所以说，我们看第八节。
Let's refer to verse 8.
说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于人的行为，免得有人自夸了。
Not of works, lest anyone should boast.
因为我们原来就是神的工作。
For we are His workmanship.
在耶稣基督里面造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
要叫我们行善。
For good works.
就是神预备要我们行的。
Which God prepared beforehand.
所以今天这个新造的人
，So today this new creation
完全百分之百是出于神的神的手。
100% of it is really because of the hand of God.
神借着他的这个百般的智慧和他的全能在基督里面给我们造成的。
Through His all-powerful wisdom and power, God made it possible.
那这个人呢，他是要来。行神预备我们要我们行的善事。
And this person is to do the good works which were prepared by God.
这是我们人该做的事情。
That is the things that we need to do.
这个是神的创造。
This is the creation
of God. 最伟大的创造。
The greatest creation of God.
是在耶稣基督里面造成的。
It is created in Christ Jesus.
我们要认识这个人。
We need to come to know this person.
让这个人呢，在我们里面呢，显明出神的形象来。
And to allow this person in us to show the image of God.
像耶稣基督一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
来显明神的恩慈。
To exhibit the grace of God.
所以神的爱。
And the love of God.
今天借着耶稣基督。
It is really through Jesus Christ.That dwells in our heart.
借着耶稣基督就是借着圣灵。
And through Jesus Christ means through the Holy Spirit.
所以这个新的灵一进到我们里头来。
So when the new spirit enters us,
我们就有新人的表现。
We have the expression of a new man.
我们要让圣灵在我们里头。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
借着我们的这个身体。
And through our body.
借着我们的言行。
Through our words and deeds.
将神的爱显明出来。
To show forth the love of God.
让世人。
For the people of the world to see. This is our responsibility. This is something that God prepared beforehand for us to do.
所以我们一定要认识这个新人。
So we must know this new creation.
这一位在基督里面的人。
And this person who is in Christ,
像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
感谢神。
And God.
我们早上分享到这里。
This concludes our sharing this morning.